is not to be sold, but it'll stay in our family trust. Me and my sister spent summers here growing up, and so we have beautiful memories here, and we do want to share that with our kids and grandkids. And our desire is to build an upscale quality space that our family can enjoy together. So our target guests or clients will be families like ours that will care for the land like we would and enjoy it. Because our family will be enjoying this space, and because my mom's family still lives close by, safety and quality are very important to us. And we value integrity, family, and neighbors, and we respect the generations before us. Therefore, everything we do on this land, we want to reflect that. So, does anybody have any questions or concerns for me, or is that?
Not at this time.
Huh?
I don't guess
okay.
Anyone have any questions.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
The other lady picked there.
My name is Leslie Wyman, and I live approximately 3/4 of a mile east of the property as the crow flies. Many of you know me, but for those who don't, my professional background includes 25 years of banking, during which time I developed, implemented, and supervised a centralized loan operations department, which provided support for 11 branches. Following my retirement from banking, I was the managing director for nearly 12 years of a historical society, during which time we launched a capital campaign to purchase our building in Forsyth, expanded to include a museum in Branson, and offered many free classes, programs, and events to the community. I share this with you so that you will understand that I'm very familiar with business plans, event development, and public presentations. In addition, I have attended assorted training retreats dealing with outdoor activities and self-sufficiency, and I frequently, even now, stay at various Airbnbs for restful retreats. I contacted James in early winter and arranged a tour. We went to all 5 of the proposed sites and visited about many aspects of the property, including the septic arrangements, the dining hall, restrooms, hiking trails, and possible plans for future growth. Following that, we discussed my concerns regarding his business plan, how he would keep guests from roaming on private property, what type of schedules he intended setting up for possible themed retreats, and whether or not he had been in contact with the National Forest Service regarding their regulations. I learned during our visit that he is working closely with John Suti regarding the design of the septic system and with Trey Hall from the National Forest Service over their regulations. And as you saw with the presentation, his business plan is well thought out. We currently have 2 now closed stores and an auto repair shop that is in business located within a mile of this property, which did not or do not appear to cause adverse reactions to the farming or residential community. And in my opinion, this business would not either, particularly as the portion that will be used for this business in the overall plan does not adjoin any private property. Just as I follow the rules for any of the retreats and Airbnbs that I stay at, I would anticipate that others would do the same, especially when they're paying for it. At this time, I'm speaking in favor of James Worcester obtaining this permit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Good evening. My name is Preston Brown, and I live fairly close to where this project is. I met James through a mutual friend, actually a family member of his. Because I was actually considering and still am considering doing something very similar to this about 5 miles down the road. As you guys have heard and are aware, James has already taken a lot of those steps. And frankly, I wanted to understand better why it had become such a long process and what I could do differently or help him with to continue this effort. As he mentioned, the difference between the nightly rentals and the monthly rental is a big reason that I'm interested in doing something similar. The monthly rental that we've got going on in eastern Taney County right now, it is not something that I'm interested in furthering or continuing. But the nightly rental business is a much different business, brings a lot more opportunity to the area. And the way James is doing this, or James and his family are planning to do this, by putting it off the road, self-containing it, you know, the interruptions and distractions of the surrounding areas are extremely minimal. So I'm here tonight in favor of James and this project.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Jim Crossan. I'm the grandfather of James and the current trustee of this Crossan Family Trust. This parcel of land, which is a small portion of 83 acres that we own, is now a part of the Crossan Family Trust. Beneficiaries are my children, grandchildren, 3 daughters, 7 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Some of them are adults, but some are young. My granddaughter Lily is 16, Max is 12, Liam is 8, Sophia is 6, Mateo is 2, Elizabeth is 2, Finn is 2, and Henry is a newborn. They'll all be spending time here, so safety is a number one priority for us. We understand and accept the risk. Slow response time of law enforcement, slow response time of fire and ambulance service, of having a retreat center in a rural area. These risks are inherent when living or visiting a rural area like this. We will always have someone staying at the location and have a safety plan in place that everybody understands and knows where to go when something happens. I realize that change is difficult, but I do not believe our requests are unreasonable. We're asking for your approval to move forward with the development of this project. I'd like to say one thing. It saddens me that this process has turned into a name-calling, anger, bitterness, and resentment in the community. So as for our part in that, I want to apologize publicly to anyone that we have hurt. That was never our intention. We just want the right to use the property we own just like any other landowner in Taney County. Hardy and Maxine Wyman lived on this property and raised their family here. My wife spent much of her childhood here. 12 years ago, they passed and deeded it to her and myself. We've tried to be a good steward of the land because it's very special. My nephew, Steve Sylvia, is the current caretaker of the land and takes care of it. My wife and I are in our 70s. She has dementia and Alzheimer's. I'm 76. This is not for us. We're not doing this for us. We wanted to leave something nice so our families can enjoy for years to come. This facility would also be available for special community events like weddings, family reunions, anniversaries, anything that the community needs a place to meet. It'll be available for those people that live in that community. We would ask and make sure that that's available upon request. I appreciate your time, and I hope you'll improve the project. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that was in favor of the project that wished to speak? Signed up. Do we have those that are signed up against the project that are not in favor of the project that want to speak? I see one back there. One there. Let's start over here if you don't mind.
Good evening, all of you. My name's Rocky Wyman. I'm one of the landowners that was represented in the map there down the valley from Crossan property. I guess I'm a little mystified on how we got to be on our fifth or sixth, or I've lost count of how many meetings from the original repeal, appeal, and reviews and what have you. When the very first meeting, as I remember, the presentation failed unanimously, and So I don't know how we got to this point, but here we are. First of all, I'd like to say that there's only one thing, when it's all boiled down to, that I and the rest of the community that is, I would say, on our side against the project, and that is allowing a business like this to get started in our rural area of Taney County. We're afraid that will be the doorstep to more businesses like that being allowed in the county, in our rural part of the county. The project, as dealing with their family and their family use of it, I have zero problem with that, as does anybody in the community. We don't have any problem with their family filling their whole property full of buildings and teepees and campsites. If it is to be used by their family, we would be helpful in implementing that. But we're scared of the start of this type of commerce, not only being there, the one, but being a gateway to several more businesses. And there's been discussion in the past about various aspects of what can be seen from the road, what is hidden, what this and that aspect would have to do with anything, but we really don't care about any of that stuff. All we're worried about is strangers in the area, and I know the idea is to, if anybody wanders where they're not supposed to, that's utilizing the campground, that they will be strongly reprimanded. Well, that's after the fact. Right now, with James and his family using that property, there is zero risk to anybody else in the community. Zero. We have no problem with that whole family or anybody associated with their family. Well, what we're worried about is strangers being introduced to the area, and the businesses that might follow in the footsteps of this original business, if it is allowed to go on. So I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Darrell Mass, and I live probably 3/4 of a mile from this property. My objection is, I second basically everything that Rocky said. My objection is that I continually hear about community here. And what I'm seeing the definition of community being other businesses, not the community. There has been no attempt to contact me about this, even though there was differences in words. Nothing has ever, hey, can we work together? Let's talk about it. Any of that kind of thing. Nothing is, and that's what I would call community, is, reach out to me and say, hey, here's what we're doing. Here's what we want to do. We have differences of opinion. I understand that, but let's work together. Nothing like that has happened. Okay? It just...